This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, today has been a fantastic midweek. We've actually seen the Sensex hitting a fresh record high. Also, the Nifty has climbed up to 12,000 levels. So, Kshitij, help us understand what has really led to the rally today, especially after the muted beginning that we saw in the opening trade today. And what is the outlook then?
Right. Good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. And yes, you know, our theory sort of proved right that even though, you know, both Sensex and Nifty were showing signs of mild bit of consolidation, but given the fact that they are trading below support levels, you know, in fact, helped the sentiment, and we are back again touching record highs for the Sensex. While Nifty had a touch and go moment again with the 12,000 level for the first time since June, while the Sensex rallied to a fresh record high of 40,606 in intraday trade on Wednesday. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 221 points to record closing high of 40,469, while the Nifty 50 ended 48 points higher at a record closing high of 11,966. It hit an intraday high of 12,002 and an intraday low of 11,850. Now, positive commentary from the finance minister yesterday, a bounce back in banking space, as well as you know, stable results from India Inc. helped the sentiment and drove the rally in today's trading session. Now, experts feel that the upside is still intact and investors should use dips to accumulate stocks or create long positions in the index. Now, the action was largely seen in the realty index, followed by banks as well as metal index, while the profit taking was seen in consumer durables, largely because of you know, the downtick seen in the Titan company stock, followed by telecom index and the energy stocks. So all in all, I think, Sakshi, we are on a firm footing, and for Nifty to hit fresh record highs soon. And talking about Nifty, let's also talk about Nifty gainers as well. Infosys, ICICI Bank, Cipla were top gainers, which rose more than 2% each, while on the losing side, Titan fell over 9%, Bharti Airtel was down by around about 3%, and Indiabulls Housing Finance was also down by around about 2.5%.
Right. Now, Kshitij, let's also talk a little bit more in detail about the stocks and sectors that actually made headlines today. So, sectorially speaking, which were the sectors that really rose and shine in today's trade, as well as what were the stocks that actually were performing as far as volumes are concerned?
Right. So, in terms of sectors, you know, like I already said, the realty index was up 2.5%. And why was that? Because I think that was largely on the statement that was made by the finance minister post-market hours, you know, on Tuesday. And she highlighted that, you know, something needs to be done, or some reform probably would come in the real estate sector. And that's why we saw, you know, fire rally in the real estate stocks, followed by banks. And banks and real estate are closely related, Sakshi. So definitely banks can't be ignored. That's why we saw some bit of a rally in banking stocks as well. And 1.39% is the kind of rally that we saw in banking index. And the metal index was up by around about 0.7%. However, on the losing side, consumer durable index was down by 5.3%, followed by the telecom index, which was down by 2.6%, and the energy index was down by 0.8%. Now, broader markets, you know, performance remains mixed. In fact, mid-cap index was up by 0.15%, while the small-cap index was down by 0.36%. Now, here I want to, you know, would like to shift your attention to one major factor which we largely see when, you know, Sensex or Nifty hit fresh record highs. Largely, we want to see broader markets also performing around about the same time. But even though there's slight bit of divergence at this point in time, because, you know, Sensex hit a fresh record high, but we see muted performance in, you know, the mid and small cap stocks or the broader markets, that gives a mixed signal, which suggests that, yes, we could probably touch a record high, but it could be again a touch and go moment for now. If you look at the volume spike, it was seen in stocks like Cipla, Lupin, Godrej Consumer Products, Bosch, Titan Company, Exide Industries, Chola Finance, and Aurobindo Pharma. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Lupin, Colgate-Palmolive, as well as Canara Bank, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Voltas, Titan, CESC, as well as Bharti Infratel. And I believe, Sakshi, you're also tracking some stocks based on the news flow.
Absolutely, Kshitij. Let's start off with Titan, because we actually saw this stock at the opening tick. It was down about 8%, but it closed and tumbled nearly 10% in today's trading session after the company reported a muted set of numbers for the quarter ended September, and also brokerage houses have slashed slashed their targets, including CLSA, which cut the target price to 1,025 from 1,350 earlier. Also, shares of Infosys gained about 2.3% in trade today after co-founder Nandan Nilekani said that the company was committed to defining and following the highest corporate governance standards. Godrej Properties, the share was also up about 3% in today's trading session after the company reported about a 50% year-on-year rise in the consolidated net profit at about 31 crore rupees for the quarter ended September. Now, shares of Aurobindo Pharma closed with losses of about 5% today after the US health regulator issued 4 observations to the company's Hyderabad unit. Now, another company in the pharma space was Sun Pharma Advanced Research Company, or SPARC, which closed with the gains of about 6% today after the company entered into a licensing deal with China Medical System Holding. Apart from this, PC Jewelers was another stock in focus today. It rallied over 8% in today's trading session after the company settled the share buyback case with the capital market regulator SEBI. SEBI also said that adjudication proceedings against the company have also been disposed of. Now, Maruti was in the red for the third consecutive session today, down about 1% after Suzuki has cut India business guidance. Now, let's also prepare for tomorrow's trading session. Shidish, it's been a fantastic trade that we've seen already today. Mm-hmm. Some record high levels on the Sensex, 12,000 level on the Nifty. What will be the important levels to watch out for tomorrow? What should be investors' strategy now, and how should traders move ahead?
Right. So it's actually day before, or you could say yesterday, we formed a hanging man kind of a pattern. And, you know, I said that if in case we, you know, see a bearish candle, then the pattern would get confirmed. But if in case we see a bullish candle, the one which we saw in today's trading session, I think the negative impact will get negated. So, yes, as we stand here, I think, you know, the negative impact of the hanging man pattern gets negated. And I think we are on the fish. We are on track to actually, you know, hit 12,000 or reclaim 12,000 and then go on reclaiming 12,103 as well. Now, Nifty again took support at its 5 days exponential moving average at 11,904 before, you know, bouncing back. So 5 days exponential average has been acting as a crucial bit of support for the Nifty, not just, you know, so far in the month of November, but also for the month of October as well. For the time being, I think market is likely to consolidate in the zone of 12,000 and 11,850. Why 12,000 is more important is because there's the maximum call open interest is placed around about that level, so it would not be easy for the index to really surpass this level in just one go. So it will take some time, as well as a lot of positive news to actually, you know, take the index above that level. In case of uptrend breakout above 12,000, it will open the doors for the index to hit a record high above 12,103. However, a breach of 11,850 on a closing basis could actually trigger some bit of more profit taking, which could take the Nifty towards 11,740 and 11,700 levels. So for the time being, I think traders are advised to remain focused on stock specific opportunities by taking a neutral stance on the index. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time.
Right. Thanks a lot then, Shirish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index and also the strategy for the investors and traders going on from here as well. With that, it's a wrap here on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.